Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, maybe you heard, maybe you did not hear, but three thieves in France, they managed to steal 9 quote-unquote priceless pieces of antique jewelry that once belonged to both Napoleon and other French royalty. Now, they pulled this off in broad daylight, and they escaped on scooters. Now, keep in mind, a few weeks ago, $70,000 worth of gold was stolen from the Museum of Natural History in Paris. So gold and jewels, it is the Paris way, right? Highfalutin stuff. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., we steal stuff just because. Let's go to New York. Now, three men, they did not steal gold or jewels. No, they stole 200 stuffed animals. That's right. They broke into an amusement park and stole 200 stuffed animals, not gold or jewels. Cool. Now, in California, a man, he was arrested for stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Legos, which adds up to, I don't know, 2 or 3 Lego sets. Meanwhile, in Ohio, 2 men were arrested for stealing 300 pounds of meat, pies, and bread. And in this country, we will gladly steal your car unless we discover that your baby's in the backseat. In that case, we do a U-turn and return your vehicle. That was the case in Florida just last week when a man stole an idling car at a gas station, realized an infant was in the back, and brought the car back. In spite of that, he was still charged with grand theft auto and kidnapping anyway. Good times. But today we're talking about stealing stuff. Who knows? Maybe you have stole some crown jewels. Maybe you've stolen $70,000 worth of gold. And more likely, you've stolen something stupid like a stuffed animal. But that's what we're going to talk about today. Theft happens. And a lot of times, we're the reason why it happens. So today, we want to know, what did you maybe borrow without permission?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com. And now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW.
Hello, Charles. Away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,412. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat coming up at 4:30. The exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Our categories today. We have the most obese states in America.
The SEC, yes.
Well, I mean, that's not a bad way of looking at it. I would like to
they
look at it as
usually do 7 out of 10, I feel like.
As the Waffle House, hurricane, natural
SEC.
Disaster
yeah.
kind of monitor. Have you ever heard of that, Mike?
Which one?
So,
Waffle
if,
House?
If a Waffle House is closed, that means the S is really about to hit the fan where you live.
Sure.
Because they're open 24 hours a day, no
do
matter
not
what.
Care.
They fight through it all.
Right.
If they close a location down. That means the S is really going mm-hmm. to hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same states.
Yeah, it just depends how you look at it, but same states. I
yeah.
have no doubt about that.
And I get why
that
you could be fat living in an area that had a Waffle House. I was in one 3 weeks ago. Absolutely fantastic. My total bill, $13 with
nice.
A tip.
The thing is, why doesn't Waffle House open in places that could use good food?
Like see,
places
like here.
Where the Waffle House is, you could eat anywhere and get a really good meal,
yeah.
right?
Well,
and
the
that's
the
Waffle House open.
They're open 24 hours. So if you have a 24-hour affordable diner where you can go in at any time and get breakfast or lunch or dinner,
mm-hmm.
my money says you're going to do pretty well as
I
far as your
so.
Business operation is concerned.
Are they still 24 hours? I know that the pandemic nixed a lot of those.
I thought they were 24-hour. I think maybe during COVID. They weren't, but I think now we're Waffle House, man.
You're right.
Nothing's
yeah. We're back.
Godzilla. Can go stomping through your town. If there's a Waffle House in Tokyo, they're like, no, we know what's going on. What we're saying yeah. is we're still open.
So basically what they did was, believe it or not, as it stands, around 2 in 5 American adults are obese, defined as having a body mass index of 30 or above, according to the Centers for Disease Control.
Do you know your body mass index?
I think I am technically obese at this point.
Like, I don't know. I know I'm not obese, but I have no idea what my BMI is. Or someone
else. I've been obese for a long, long time.
Do you have any idea what your BMI is?
No.
Do you know your blood type?
Oh, B positive.
Are you telling me to be positive or that's your blood type?
That's how I remember what my blood type
hold on,
is.
Hold on,
really?
Yeah.
I think I'm O. Is that the universal donor?
O
negative?
So. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, Mike, how tall are you?
How tall am I? Yep. I am 5'10", 5'11", on a good day.
5'10".
So 5'10".
How much do you weigh?
I just weighed myself 228.
228.
Oh.
Are you ready? I'm calculating your BMI.
Oh, boy.
This is actually hurt.
I'm obese, I know. Am I at risk?
Where is it?
How's it not done? You put it in
your BMI is 32.7. You are, in fact, obese.
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay.
All right, where are you at?
You're a disgusting individual.
You are disgusting.
I am. I'm a
6 foot nothing.
I'm a poster child for the United States of A.
This morning I got on the scale. I was 208 pounds. Thank you, not smoking, for screwing that up.
Oh, were you
28?
Using...
I'm overweight.
You're not overweight.
I'm just fat.
All right,
but you're not obese.
I am not obese. I am overweight.
And then where are you at, Steve? You are.
Hold on, he's 6'4".
I am 6'4".
And how much do you weigh, wet?
192.
Oh, you're skinny.
Both you guys are skinny. Ooh, 208 because you're not smoking.
23. You are healthy. How in the hell are you healthy?
The one who smokes, the one who drinks,
and cigarettes.
The one who doesn't eat vegetables.
Man, what do we hear? Every time someone hits 100 years old, no matter where they are in the world, there's the obligatory local news coverage of them.
Sure.
What's your secret to long life? And I swear to God, 9 out of 10 are like, whiskey and a cigar.
Well, the best states rankings include 5 metrics, smoking rate, mortality rate, as well as the overall healthcare rankings. And again, 5 other metrics are included on that. Everything.
Hold on, can you do one more for us? I'm sorry.
Stroke, diabetes, heart attack, and cancer also is a part of it. Yes, I can.
All right.
You're opening the floodgates, Steve.
Well, no, just Corey. Corey put it in
how
first.
How tall is the fat?
Nobody else. He's 5'7".
5'7"?
175 pounds, and they add a normal fat ass. We will see.
We will find out,
175
Corey.
175 pounds?
Yeah. Fat Corey.
All right, right in here. Let's see.
Don't laugh at Corey. Trying to figure this out. Kobe's cocaine use.
Corey, your BMI is 27.4. You, my friend, are overweight. Now,
making me look bad out here.
What do you think the state is with the lowest obesity? You will never guess this in a million years.
Vermont.
Vermont is actually in the top 10.
North Dakota.
They're the fourth skinniest. North Dakota, not on the list, but a state like that, without the beauty.
Wyoming. Without the beauty.
Montana.
Montana is the number one state with the lowest obesity. Okay. 30.2.
It's because they're all working like crazy.
That's what
out
I'm
there.
Saying. My world is you live in Montana, man. You're cutting your own firewood.
Right. You live on steak and potatoes.
Yeah, you're making a fire just eat dinner.
Yeah.
Like right. All that stuff, exactly.
You know,
you raised all the food that you're eating.
But I feel like, what's their life expectancy there? You're thin and you die young.
Hang on. Would you believe that Florida is number two? As far as
Yes, and I will say why.
People are low.
Because when you go to Florida and see people that live in Florida, most are reasonably thin, either because they're old or it's hot or they work out. When you go somewhere like Orlando and everyone's visiting from the U.S., you might have the misunderstanding that that represents Florida.
Okay. The life expectancy in Montana is just under 76 years old.
That's about it.
For whatever reason, though, that Northeast kills on the health scale. As far as education, health, all that, Massachusetts, New York, Vermont, New Jersey, Connecticut, all those states are some of the skinniest states in the United States of America.
Connecticut.
I met a woman in Florida years ago, and my in-laws, they inherited a condo there, right? Mm-hmm. So, like 20 years ago, me and my wife go down there, and there's a woman, I swear to God, her name is Dottie, which just makes sense.
Dottie.
Old abroad, and she says, oh, you're the son of love, so-and-so. I said, oh, yeah, yeah. She goes, well, I'm Dottie. I'm the neighbor. It's nice to meet you. Where are you from? So me and my wife currently live in Seattle. And she said, I'm from Connecticut. I said, I didn't know there's more than one. It went over her head.
The next category we have for you today on Your Guess is as Good as Mine. Are you ready for this? I don't know why I picked this.
Hit me.
The greatest Mariners of all time.
Oh, well, shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're still talking about them?
Well, we had it last week, but I figured, you know what? I mean, this is the last chance to kind of really, you know, bring this up in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
I'll also say this.
It could be.
Seattle on Tap put this together, and they did this January 30th, 2025.
Oh, that's right. So things have changed. So at least one player.
There's a caveat.
Right?
Well, two, actually. You've got Julio and you've got Cal.
Cal, sure.
Right.
So those guys are in the top 20. They are not in the top 10. But if you get any right in the top 20 Mariners, I'm going to give it to you.
All right.
So those are two categories coming up. If your guess is as good as mine.
They don't choose it, Miles. We got to run that category. I think I can get these.
I think you probably could, too.
Well, hey, look, if we don't have someone to call, we know people are busy today.
No.
They have stuff
going on. At least that's why they've called out.
That's why we're begging you once again to call in today. Because, man, we have it up against the wall. Not only are we taking on your Seattle Kraken today.
Mm.
Not only are we taking on your Seattle Mariners. I guess football doesn't really count, but people are still fired up about Monday Night Football.
Of course. It's still Monday Night Football.
That game kicks off at 7.
But the way it should play out, that if you were to watch the Mariners beginning to end, win or lose, it should, in theory, end halftime of the Seahawks game. But God knows, just because everyone's on pins and needles, it'll go like 27 innings.
Yes.
Just because.
Well, you know what? I hope the Mariners have a chance at the end there, and I know for a fact the Seahawks, I'm pretty sure they're a much better team than people give them credit for.
They're playing very well.
I think they're going to do all right tonight. But then again, Houston puts up a lot of points. But either way, what a crazy busy sports day for a Monday.
Little bit.
In Seattle.
That's
awesome. So, yeah. You need to call in today, 206-803-ROCK, because we're talking about something that's very near and dear, something you've definitely done, and that is steel crap.
Yeah.
Our question, what did you maybe borrow without permission? We'll start with a story. Finally, some justice for anyone who's wasted $50 trying to win a dollar prize for their kid. Cops in West Chester County, New York, they're looking for three individuals, or as they say, idiots, who broke into an amusement park and stole hundreds of stuffed animals. They just released the photos. It happened last month at Playland Park, just north of Manhattan. Why they waited a month to release the photos?
Because somebody had to care.
I don't know. It is right on the beach, and they got in by pulling up in a small boat.
I mean, think about it. You put all of this thought into it to steal stuffed animals.
Yep. Police say it was just before midnight when they hopped a fence, cut a bunch of cables in the control room, crammed 200 stuffed animals into garbage bags, and then left. They also tried to tip a photo booth off the boardwalk and into the beach, but it was too heavy. They may have thought cutting the cables would shut down the security cameras, but there are multiple shots of them, including one where their faces are clear as day.
Did you see the picture? These guys may as well have sent their pictures to the police to say, hey, we're the guys who look. I mean, it is all three of them somehow are staring at the camera at the time the picture's taken.
All three look like they're in their early 20s. One was in a Virginia Tech hoodie. Cops are hoping someone recognizes them and calls them in, which is typical for New York and New Jersey. Because believe it or not, those schools are hard as hell to get into.
Sure.
They're also very affluent up there as far as Rutgers, NYU, all that crap. You will find that most of the people that you meet on the East Coast that are people you don't know are from New Jersey and from New York.
Yeah, overwhelmingly.
And they've come down there to go to school. So
they're stealing stuffed animals. And then you got three guys in France that stole freaking jewels out of the Louvre in the middle of the day.
But all things considered, these three guys did pull up in a boat.
Yeah.
They did try to cut the cables.
Well, they did cut them.
They had a plan.
But in the end,
they have not
your
been caught
plan
yet.
Is to steal 200. I think they haven't been caught because nobody cares, right? The guys at the Louvre, you go, oh, my God, these were crown jewels, blah, blah, blah. And you go, all right, cops are on it, international thing. Mm-hmm. Then you go, okay, we had a break-in at the amusement park. They stole 200 stuffed animals. How much police effort do we want to put into this?
What are you doing with these things?
What, stuffed animals?
Yeah. You got 200 stuffed animals. What do you do now?
I have no way of answering that question because if I were to go through that elaborate of a plan, I would have stolen anything that's not stuffed animals.
Also, look, you can have a White Castle hamburger. Yeah, it's all right. It's fine. You can go to Red Mill. Or you can go to Loretta's and have a hamburger.
Like, I would steal their hamburger.
Yes. Now, you have to know that when you're at an amusement park, these are the least quality stuffed animals
terrible.
That you can buy. They are.
With asbestos and child labor. I mean, they suck. They're always limp.
You can smell the china on these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no... You can run on any of them. But this is the low quality...
They're the worst.
They are. They're terrible.
They are absolutely the worst stuffed animal that you can get. And they stole 200 of them. So I don't know what you do unless... Look, the only thing I could think that would even reasonably make sense, if I own one of those companies that supplies claw machines, or I supply, say, Chuck E. Cheese with stuff, then I get it. And you go, I can stuff these in the bottom of my claw machine.
Even your dog is peeved by how easily this thing opened up and spread the crap. He wants a challenge. These things
and one that's less poisonous.
Yeah, these things open up way too easy. Like, that was too easy. Mm-hmm. I just unstuffed this thing in 2 seconds. Now, we head to the Louvre. Jewel thieves pulled off a heist at the Louvre worthy of the movies on Sunday. Three intruders broke into the world-famous museum in Paris.
I just want to point out real quick. We had three guys in New York. They stole stuffed animals. Mm-hmm. Got three guys in France. They're stealing crown jewels. Leaving it at that.
They made off with 9 priceless pieces of antique jewelry that once belonged to Napoleon and French royalty. It took all of 7 minutes. The intruders then escaped on scooters and remained at large, according to the BBC. Museum sees about 9 million visitors a year. Okay. It closed for the day. Now, details are sketchy, but reports in the French media say the thieves took advantage of ongoing construction to get into the museum. They entered from the outside using a basket lift.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The intruders, armed with small chainsaws, made their way to the Apollon Gallery on the Seine side of the museum, where they broke open display cases, grabbed the jewelry, including brooches, necklaces.
Brooches.
Why is brooches B-R-O-O-C-H-E-S?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Shouldn't it be brooches?
It should be. I'm sure somebody says it.
It's
a lovely brooch.
And tiaras. That belonged to Empress Josephine. One stolen item, a crown that belonged to Empress Eugenie? I think it's Eugenie. Empress
Eugenie.
Eugenie?
No, it says Eugenie.
Eugenie.
That was actually later found damaged outside the museum. One bit of good news for the museum. The collection's most famous piece, the 140-carat Regent Diamond, was not taken. With gold prices soaring above $4,000 an ounce, one fear is that the items just could be basically melted down.
Sure.
And the incident comes just weeks after the Museum of Natural History in Paris reported a separate theft of gold valued at $1,000.
I like how they try to put a spin on, hey, here's some good news. Now, yeah, yeah, they stole priceless. Like, we can't even put a number on this. They stole priceless jewels. Good news, though. Mm-hmm. They didn't steal this really expensive thing over there.
Yeah. Now they're saying authorities used a truck with an extendable ladder, kind of like a fire truck, to get onto that first floor balcony of the gallery. Now they're saying that there are four thieves involved. After cutting through a window, they used the same equipment to break into display cases and steal the stuff. Some were wearing high visibility vests in attempt to look like the construction workers.
We've been saying this for years.
In and out in 7 minutes. All escaped on scooters and motorcycles. And authorities are trying to figure out how they made it look so easy.
Because it was.
What is certain is that we have failed. Since people were able to park a furniture hoist in the middle of Paris, get people up on it several minutes to grab priceless jewels, it gives France a terrible image, according to the Justice Minister, Gerard Darmanin.
It was easy because obviously it was easy, but they did the one trick we always say, wear a high visibility vest and people believe you're doing something important.
Mm-hmm. So the race is on right now to try to find these guys before they melt down the stuff. That's what the hurry is.
Good luck.
It's already playing into national politics. President Emmanuel Macron said the government was doing everything it could to catch the thieves, but far-right groups weren't having it. How far will the disintegration of the state go? But either way, they said they are unbearably humiliated for not only the museum, but for the country. All that. They just stole some jewelry.
With a high visibility vest. Right.
No, it doesn't have
a dug-on ladder that's just sitting out there.
Well, it's the thing, and we were joking when we said this before, but we're like, look, man, you're wearing one of those orange vests. Mm-hmm. You almost get access to anywhere. You can walk into a restaurant.
Yeah.
Just have a clipboard in your hand and walk straight into the kitchen. Right? You just can start eating their food. Right. Look like you know what you're doing. Tell them you're from health inspection. Like people don't even ask questions.
As people are approaching you, grab your phone.
I go to a place on the frequent. All right, they have the equivalent of a plum steak sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That is one that you can buy in the United States, but you have to order it. All right. So you've heard of HP steak sauce before?
Mm-hmm.
This is a different one. It is freaking delicious. I was this close to gripping that bottle in.
Why didn't you? Because I'm not encouraging it. I'm just shocked that you didn't. I guess that's how I should say it.
Because my conscience said it on me.
Really?
Yes.
Good job,
for
Miles.
For sauce?
I'm proud of you.
For steak sauce.
It's not his sauce.
He'll eat great steak sauce.
Somebody has to buy that.
Okay, look, when I opened that bad boy, I had to unscrew the top and take the little sealant off. Freaking brand new.
Brand new bottle.
No one had even squirted that out of me. The thing should have been all mine. But I didn't take it.
It's not yours, Miles.
What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Guys, something proudly presents Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday going down December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. Are you ready for this lineup?
Yeah, man.
Brent Smith, Zach Myers of Shinedown fame.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The Pretty Reckless.
Yes.
With the lovely Taylor Momsen.
Correct.
We have Daughtry, who won American Idol, or was he a runner-up?
I believe believe, did he win? Either way, he did well for himself as a result.
He's
got
to be one of the more successful runner-up,
I think.
Okay. Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and a whole lot more. Those tickets are on sale now.
Yeah.
Head to KISW.com. And by the way, those tickets are selling fast. I want to say that they are trying to open up another section or two.
I kind of heard that through the grapevine this morning.
So if you want those tickets,
meaning I was eavesdropping.
Get them now, KISW.com. Okay, on to our ceiling type question. What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Trying to think of the last thing I stole. You know, like in my younger day, I just, you know, the older you get, the less inclined I am. I do remember when I got my job at Chi-Chi's. I'm like, I don't know, 18, 19 years old. And across the strip mall was a place called Value City, which is the exact same as Value Village, et cetera, right? I just needed new shoes. And my goal was not to steal them. All right, but I had like 50
Your
bucks
goal
on me.
Was to not steal them.
Well, no, let me rephrase that. My goal was to just
I'm
buy...
I'm going to get these shoes.
Well, I was going to buy a new pair of shoes. I don't know what I wanted. I was just going to see what they had because I knew I could afford to go into this place. And I went in, and the way they did it, because again, it's put value in front of anything, you know what you're looking at. But they had both shoes in the shoe box, and the shoe box is just sitting on the shelf. So I found a pair of light. I tried them on. They were size 13. And then I realized, like, I mean, like, I'm wearing them. So I took my old shoes. And again, this is not why I went in, but it is definitively why I left. But I put my old shoes back in the box, put that back, the box back on the shelf. But as I'm walking, the one thing I didn't account for was as I'm now walking out of this place, because the shoes are toward the back, big-ass warehouse-style thing, and I'm walking toward the front door, like, a lot of pairs of new shoes, they are just squeaking.
Yep.
Oh, no.
So it's, wink, wink, wink. And so, look, I don't think most people care, but in my mind, I'm like, you are telegraphing that you're wearing stolen shoes. Not taking the time to move all the price tags and all that. But between me and the door is the security guard. And we lock eyes, and I'm like, all right, man, just be cool. But again, as I'm walking toward him, it says, ring, 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 ring.
Obvious.
He starts smiling, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to go down. Have a good day, sir. I was like, oh yeah.
All right.
You too. And I squeaked my ass the way out. I also stole the VCR from Chi-Chi's. Chi-Chi's is probably the place, at least when I worked there, where I stole the most stuff in my life. But honestly, since then...
Large bag of grated cheese. What did you get?
You know what? I didn't steal a lot of food. I did steal a box of the rice cream once, but we had a party coming up. And
is that the kind where you would freeze it?
So what they did... When they did,
I'm sorry, deep fried.
The fried
deep
ice cream?
Deep fried, yes.
Yeah, we kept it... The freezer kept it at either negative 10 or negative 15 degrees. And then when you drop it in the fryer, the outside kind of caramelizes, but the inside was still cold. But yeah, I did steal some tortilla chips on occasion, uncooked. And a big-ass box of ice cream.
Yeah. My last thing I gripped was a really good... No, it was a pepper grinder. From a McMenamins. I got that. More than likely, I'm going to take things from restaurants. I don't know why. But
because they have the little thing. Like, look, man, you know, like the little hand cheese grater thing, the one where you crank it? I had never seen one before. Then we started getting it at a restaurant I worked at. I didn't even know what it was at first. And then I see our wait staff go out there. And they're just showering Parmesan. And look, man, I love Parmesan. So I stole like three of those. I mean, those things are awesome.
I'd love to have one of those.
I believe I still have one at home, actually. Yeah.
So the biggest heist that I can ever... like
what, Mike? I can save money, man. I like Parmesan.
You need three of them.
Okay, so as far as a planned heist that went down.
All right.
So we used to live, when I was 18 years old, we're dirt poor. We live by a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with this bakery is the building, I swear to God, was about 8 inches away from the building we lived in.
Yeah.
Both were cinder blocks. There was no way that anybody could go between those two buildings.
Oh, wow.
So it was that tight. It was that close. I mean, they might as well just been a butt to each other, but they weren't. The problem was they had an exhaust fan that they would blow all the hot air out of the bakery. It faced our building. So that whole 8-inch area, whatever they were making, it just wafted up into our apartment. And we had windows in those on that side. So, like, you know, there's only 8 inches, but there's a window there.
Yeah.
And we would smell.
Beautiful view.
And if you know anything about a bakery, they start cooking at about 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then the trucks will roll in about 4:30, 5 o'clock. They'll pick up the goods. They will send them to wherever they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So one night at about 12:30... they got done just hooking up a big old batch of pepperoni rolls, which are little rolls that have pepperoni and cheese on the inside. Now, what they would do is they would take these huge carts that had trays of these things on them, and they would set them outside before they individually bagged them up.
Mm-hmm.
They would let them cool down so they wouldn't be condensation on the inside of the bag. My buddy Brett is basically, he is still to this day a climbing instructor, all right? So at this point in time, that mofo is Spider-Man. Yeah. All right? He is Spider-Man. We have a fire escape that goes down the back where that loading dock is.
Yeah.
That was our way out in the case of a fire, all right? And the building we were in, believe it or not, had burned before. Anyway, so here's the plan. So I, because at that point in time, I would do that thing where I would, not a lot to do in my hometown. We would go fishing a lot, and we would especially go fishing at night. Go catfishing.
Yeah.
Just one of those things. Sit there, drink beer on the side of a lake, go fishing. So I had all my fishing gear at the apartment. Well, the problem with the fire escape was, It had this cage around it, kind of like a big tube.
Yeah.
Metal tube. That way you would not fall backwards and out of that. You might have banged around and gone all the way down. Doom, doom, sure. doom, 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 doom. But you wouldn't fall back out. This was problematic because you could not get a big garbage bag full of the pepperoni rolls up through that chute.
Yeah.
So Brett shoots down, grabs a tray, dumps the entire tray into a garbage bag, ties it off. I throw the fishing line down. He ties the fishing line onto that knot. I haul that bitch up, man. We had pepperoni
rolls. How much does that thing weigh?
For a week. Probably about 20 to 30 pounds.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Jeez, a whiz.
Put the tray back in there. No one said a word.
Nope.
Not a knock on the door. Nothing. I mean, it was flawless. So then we tried it again with donuts. This was a bad idea. Because at this point in time, it was in the day. There's more people working the day shift
right.
than the night shift. So they busted Brett stealing the donuts, but they gave us a, because Brett said, hey man, we live next door, that fan blows donut air bread air into our apartment yeah. every single day. What do you want us to do? And the woman in her nitty thing, you know, where you cover yeah. their hair, is like,
yeah,
baby, just take the donuts.
Yeah. Right.
So Brett's like, are you sure? He said, just take the donuts, sweetie, I don't care.
Yep.
So he hauls the donuts up. We had donuts again for another week. It was freaking awesome. What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803.
So what we're saying, kids, if you're not paying attention, look, early in your adult life, you're not going to have a lot of money. Get your first place near a bakery.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. This also was a bakery that distributed to a lot of different grocery stores. The reason we wanted that tray of donuts is because they were the tiny little chocolate dip donuts.
Mm-hmm.
That you get in a six-pack that they individually wrap up.
Yeah.
Little tiny little donuts down there, man. If it had been a big donut, it'd be like, yeah. There's just something like, we got to steal the tiny ones.
We got to get the small ones.
The tiny ones, the best. So he stole a whole tray of tiny little donuts. What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello, Bitchola.
Hola.
How are we doing on this fine day in the Northwest?
We're very excited.
Yeah. We'll see what the night brings.
That's exactly right.
All right. So, back in the day, a million years ago, I was working in a military base, and I had put some of our material, construction material, on the wrong side of the line. And I was told I needed to remove that immediately. Well, what had happened was one of my two forklifts went down, and I was told in no uncertain terms I had 15 minutes to get this done. And so what I did was I procured a forklift from the military before asking permission.
But wait, did you grab the forklift to deal with the situation they said you have to deal with?
That's exactly what I did.
Okay.
That is exactly what I did.
So,
and so there was two ways to do it. I could phone up Bill and may I please borrow your forklift, or I can just do your bidding.
So you did the forklift, did what they asked you to do, and no one was the wiser?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They were so much wiser. Yeah. Army Corps of Engineers. Oh, yeah. It went.
So they thought you were trying to steal the thing when you were doing your job?
It was the fact that I didn't ask permission about taking military equipment.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yeah, you borrowed it. All right. That makes sense.
I mean, that's what you tell them. Like, well, look, man, there's the possibility you would say no, but I still have to get this thing done.
Absolutely.
So now I got this thing done. You're mad.
If you say no, then it's a complete fill. If I just do what I do, then it's only 49% failure.
Okay.
There you go. I can live with that, man.
Yeah. I mean, if it's worse stuff.
Like, I did not want to have to move this stuff. I was told I must move this stuff. Yeah. There's a forklift. Let me do it.
There was a guy that was, he was an engineer at the radio at a radio station I worked with. Apparently the guy, and for whatever reason, this is a different guy than Gary, the guy I talk about who was naked and masturbating when I walked in that day. But this guy would actually go up to the transmitter, and he had a fold-out chair, he had a television, a VCR, and all of his porn VHS tapes.
He went to the transmitter to do this.
That's where he kept all his stuff. He was married, as far as I know. I did not know him that well, but I knew him. I would see him occasionally. We had a main engineer, but he was the transmitter specialist.
All right.
So to speak. I don't know what happened to the guy. I don't know. They fired him. I don't know what the deal was. But at one point in time, John, who was the engineer, not the guy with the stuff, but a buddy of mine, he said, look at this crap. He said, I had to go up to the transmitter and just to see what the hell's going on, what he's been up to, you know, what needed to be done up there.
Yeah.
He's like, and he brought back two boxes full of VHS porn that were, some of the boxes were huge.
Why did he bring it back?
He wanted to know if any of us wanted it.
Oh, so the other guy had been let go, I guess?
Yes, correct.
All right.
So anybody want these?
He hauled the chair out. You know,
so what did you grab?
It was an old TV. I mean, I got three or four of them.
Now, did you grab by title, or did you just reach your hand in?
I grabbed it by the woman on the front of the box.
Did you know these who she were was? Complete. So it's not like homemade tapes. These are the actual.
No. These were like actual, you know.
Then you did it right. She looks good. I'm taking this one.
Were there any titles that you remember?
Oh, God. I mean, it was basically like the era of
Vanessa Del Rio.
Not trying to be cheeky, just more like XXX.
Yeah.
You know, starring the names. Yeah. So it was more about the names of the people.
That's right. There was what? Vanessa Del Rio, Samantha. I'm thinking for our age group. Like any porn magazine you got, it's not that they did photo shoots, but there would be 15 advertisements per porn star in the back. So you got to know who Vanessa Del Rio is.
Yeah.
Never saw her in a porn, but I knew, like, if I see a porn, that's what I want.
They would do, Playboy would do videos of the centerfolds.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were actually doing their shoot, there was someone there who was videoing the entire experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
getting my angles.
You see, like, if you got a Playboy, the woman would be walking through a field, or it'd be a still of her.
Yeah.
If you got the VHS, you actually see her walking through the field.
And there's nothing hotter than a woman walking through a field.
So they normally put two or three centerfolds on one VHS.
Yeah.
But there's no sex involved. It's just her
doing
the photo shoot, right? So I took three or four of those, I'm pretty sure. Problem was, I still lived at home.
Oh.
And these are big boxes. Like, these are not easily.
Right.
It is very clear with this big pink box. You know, it's like, this is nothing that I would normally have on my own. You know, just like near E.T. and whatever else.
E.T., Vanessa Del Rio, Gremlins.
Oh, box sets. Okay.
Yes, box sets. Yeah, big pink box.
They were big. They were big ass boxes. I think that was like their marketing technique. Like, the bigger the box, the more you'll see it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the box the VHS tape was in. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Mike, that's what it's called. Big boxes. The entire collection.
A California man was arrested for allegedly stealing hundreds of thousands of Legos to resell them at inflated prices.
See, that one I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
Santa Rosa police began investigating an organized retail theft fencing operation against Robert Lopez last month. He's a resident of Lake County, north of San Francisco Bay. I want to say, is Santa Rosa where the Russian River is? Is that the same?
The Russian River?
Russian River, where they have like the Pliny the Elder or the Pliny the Younger. Russian River Brewing Company. Is that where that is?
Oh. Okay. God, now this makes more sense. I'm not sure. I have no idea.
I think that's where that is. Detectives reviewed footage, conducted surveillance, and collaborated with organized retail theft investigators. Target, Walmart, you name it. They went to all the big box stores.
Back to big boxes.
The probe revealed additional evidence that Lopez was actively involved in an organized retail theft targeting only Lego sets.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't find anything else that he'd sold.
Now, does that tell you that maybe they charged too much for Legos in general?
So they got a warrant for his home in Hidden Valley Lake. While there, detectives found tens of thousands of Lego pieces spread throughout the house, providing further evidence of the large-scale operation involving a lot of collectible sets. Police said the living room was filled with tubs, bins, and desks covered with loose Lego pieces.
Mm-hmm.
There are additionally numerous unopened boxes of new Lego sets, according to the department. Then cops found thousands of more Lego pieces in the kitchen and disassembled Lego mini figurines that were discovered with heads separated from the bodies.
Why do you think that is, Mike? Why would I separate that? I mean,
the heads, by the way, were because organized by facial expression.
Right, because the heads are very unique.
Okay.
You know, there's a bunch of different expressions.
So I could fence those for more than I could maybe your standard Lego piece?
Yeah, you know what? I think so. Just because there's so many different characters that they can put in those faces. It's odd how close to a resemblance they can have in those faces.
It is a little weird.
According to police, they recovered over $6,000 in stolen Legos during the search of his home. They say Lego thiefdom is a growing concern due to their high resale value, popularly among collectors, and ease of concealment. Mm-hmm. In addition to Legos, police found ammunition, high-capacity magazines, and two guns in a safe. Guns were pump-action pistol-grip shotguns with collapsible stock, loaded with a drum-style magazine, and an assault rifle with a loaded high-capacity magazine inserted into it.
Hey, you can't protect your Legos enough.
Just in case. What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Were you a big Lego kid?
I had Legos. They were no more popular than Lincoln Logs.
I agree.
They weren't specialized.
They would sell a few sets, but overwhelmingly, if your parents bought you Legos, it was literally just a box of Legos. Mm-hmm. You were happy if there were maybe four wheels in it. That way you knew, I'll try to make a car.
When I was a kid, the Bionicles were really big, which was kind of
I remember those.
It was their sets that weren't quite as big, but they were just these little characters. They had movies and stuff like that, and I liked putting those guys together.
But
that was fun.
Does Legos now, do they just put out Legos, or is everything a specific set? Like, if I go to the store, all I see are sets. It could be from a Disney thing. It could be something architectural, but
I got a feeling that you should be able to buy just Lego sets.
Like, at the store.
Right.
Not to go to Lego, but just go to the store.
But I think the money is in the sets.
So, it is.
So, Mike, if you were interested in doing something like that, if that was really your jam back then, so the replica battleship, okay, if you want to make that with Legos, you basically made it that as a model kit.
Yeah,
where you would glue the pieces together, and you would construct that kind of stuff with glue, and you would build your own models. So that kind of Lego, I believe, has taken the place of that hobby.
Basically,
as far as you know, when we had dumb stuff like in the last 20 years, Seattle's built the same high rise. It's gray. It's plain.
It's all glass. Right.
It looks like, hey, let's be Vancouver, right?
That's exactly what it is.
We had Erector sets. Mm. Where you could actually build those skyscrapers.
And they looked exactly the same.
And make them all look exactly the same as the last 50 high-rises they built in Seattle in the last 20 years. I'm not kidding you. You could build like a 25-story skyscraper.
And they were cool.
That is my only problem with Vancouver. It is. All those buildings do just look exactly the same.
Go to South Lake Union. It's the same thing. Yeah. What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.